In the past, there have been many traditional ways to celebrate Christmas. With songs, with gifts, with family and friends. There's a new way.
Ho, 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 Bert.
With Ernest. Ernest P. Worrell. He's back.
Know what I mean?
Back to save Santa.
Santa's in the slammer.
Look at those beady, twinkling eyes.
Back to save Christmas. Back to save face.
You're dead meat.
That's life for you.
Isn't she a doll?
Ernest P. Worrell.
Mr. Fun Guy.
In the mission they said couldn't be done.
On Comet, on Cupid, on Donder.
In the movie they said shouldn't be done.
Dopey, grumpy, blister.
Blitzen!
You guys say you have a problem with reindeer?
Trim the tree. Light the candles. Deck the halls. And hit the deck, because Ernest P. Worrell's coming to town.
We're all gonna die!
And he's coming
with colorful cards and festively wrapped packages.
Air brakes.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
Hey everybody, this is Benjamin, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome back to our very special audio commentary editions of Super Podcast, here, right here on the Super Network. Unfortunately though, my regular co-host Super Marcy won't be able to join us today. She was going to, but she wasn't feeling well at the last minute, but that's okay though, because I have a very special guest who is joining me for today's audio commentary, and that of course is a guy who has been on the show many times before, and it has been a little bit of a while since he's last been on, but he's making a return back on the show, and that of course is AJ. How's it going, AJ?
It's going pretty good. I know, I think the last time I was on the Super Podcast for one of these commentaries was for Home Alone 2 last year, so for this year's Christmas special, I think we can pretty much guarantee this will be 100% Donald Trump free.
Exactly. that we're aware of, because who knows, maybe there might be some kind of reference to him in the course of the movie we're watching, but we shall see.
He'll be like standing in the airport, like stealing stuff from Santa's bag.
Exactly, because, you know, that's the kind of guy he would be.
yeah.
And how have you been going, AJ?
I've been doing all right. Been pretty busy here in this neck of the woods, you know, keeping busy with work, writing, and, you know, getting in the holiday spirit myself. Just finished up a run of a play. We did It's a Wonderful Life, as in the form of a radio play. So it was five actors doing all the parts and making the sound effects live and singing fake commercials. And everyone put in a whole lot of hard work. It was a lot of fun to do.
Oh, awesome. That sounds like a really cool way of doing, like, sort of a different spin on that by doing it as a radio play.
Absolutely, because we were, like I said, we were playing actors playing the parts. You know, we came out and introduced everybody as, like, I'm Freddie Fillmore, I'm your host, and all this other stuff to kind of set the mood and get everyone into, you know, what was going on. And the audience response was just terrific. Everyone really enjoyed it. So that's always good to hear.
Oh, that's great to hear, mate, because I'm always very supportive of your theater work, because it, even though I'm in Australia and I'm unable to see any of the plays that you work on, but, you know, I always give you 100% a lot of support from back here in Australia. So, but
yeah, here, back at you, man.
Thanks, mate. other than talking about plays, which we can easily talk about for hours, but for today's audio commentary, unfortunately, we're not doing Home Alone 3, which I suppose a lot of our listeners were probably suspecting we would continue the tradition of doing that. But we decided to mix it up this year in terms of our Christmas audio commentary. And the film we decided to pick for this year is Ernest Saves Christmas.
Hooray!
Woohoo! Which is a film that was a big staple of my childhood and probably one of my personal favorite Christmas films. So, and it has been a few years since I've last seen it, but I'm very much looking forward to rewatching the magic that is Ernest Saving Christmas.
Yeah, just to kind of preface the commentary, you know, despite all of the jokes and cracks that we are more than likely going to make over the next hour and a half, Like you said, this movie does kind of have a special place in my heart, too. I just love Christmas movies in general. And I grew up on, you know, watching Ernest movies. And by all accounts, Jim Varney was just, like, the coolest guy possible. Just a total sweetheart and just a really talented comedian and just kind of great all-around human being. So no matter, like, what we, you know, say about the movie itself, which is just completely ridiculous, Jim Varney himself is just a hell of a guy.
Oh, yeah, totally. And we'll definitely mention a lot of that during the commentary. But, yeah, I guess for our listeners, if we do make fun of the film, it's not because we dislike the film or anything. We're just doing it out of love, so don't take any of our jokes too seriously, though, because we're just doing it for the love of the film. And
yeah, this is a franchise that went from just a silly summer camp movie to Santa and elves and reindeer flying all over the place in one movie. So this just like zero to crazy in just no time at all.
Indeed, while other franchises take like forever to actually reach that kind of insanity in their other series, like. but we'll get started right away because we both got the film. Ready to go. And for all our listeners out there who actually do have the film, we're going to be beginning the film from the very start. So basically at the very 000000 mark, so or even just at the very beginning of the Touchstone Pictures logo, if you've got a different copy or of the film or whatever. So yeah, so when I so I'm going to count down the film. So when I say play, that's when you start the film. So we'll count down from five in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Ah, the Touchstone Pictures logo.
I finally remember this, mostly from Dick Tracy, because I watched that like 5,000 times a year when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of very rare now you actually see the Touchstone. I know Touchstone Pictures are still around, but you don't really see them like in movies anymore. I mean, that logo in front of films anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of like Hollywood Pictures with, like, the Sphinx logo.
Yeah. And we have done a few films with the Hollywood Pictures logo for these commentaries.
Ernest Saves Christmas, brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Exactly. Because, you know, somebody had to sponsor this movie.
Santa owns your childhood and so do we. Drink Coke! Pepsi's for communists.
Exactly. I don't know.
Gaylord Sartain, the villain in a Steven Seagal movie. He was the bad guy in The Patriot.
Was he? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'll leave that up to our listeners. I think it's kind of ironic that the composer of this film is named Mark Snow.
Ba-dum-tish.
And I always keep wondering because, like, I know this guy is very much associated with the Ernest films, but he has, like, the weirdest name, Coke Sams.
Yeah, there's Coke all over this movie. They probably snorted Coke writing the script, too.
Exactly. And it would not surprise me at all. Actually, I'm kind of terrified of this one picture of the giant Santa having the little kid on his fingers.
Now everyone is naughty before me. And the burning house with the cloud of smoke into Santa. this is a lovely intro though. All these like Christmas card things are bringing me back.
Yeah, I do love the intro though. It just makes me feel even more Christmassy every time I see it.
And now we cut to Miami Vice.
Bow bow.
I can feel it.
Orlando, Florida. Damn you all, Florida. Why must you ruin everything?
There's Trump! Oh, wait, sorry.
Kind of looks like him.
Same time. A
little bit, yeah.
Kind of looks like Trump, but like midway through like Donovan and Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade when he's like, aging.
That looks like Trump about 6 months into his presidency.
Yeah.
I like that this is like Christmas. Oh, wait a minute, that's not a Christmas tree, sorry. I'm trying to remember, what's the actor's name who plays Santa in the film? It's
Douglas Seale, voiced the Sultan in Aladdin.
Yeah, no, I was just about to say, like, I didn't realize that until years later, but it now makes total sense since they kind of both look alike. But
yeah, speaking of like actors who are just total sweethearts, this guy is really good.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He is a fantastic Santa.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, because like a while ago, I was watching the Nostalgia Critic episode, and I totally 100% agree with him that he says that he's probably the best Santa that's ever been put on film, because he just captures the essence of what Santa Claus should be.
Yeah. If anything, like, he's at least in the top five.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I would say, though, like, I mean, you could easily criticize this film for a lot of things, but but he's
oh boy, can you?
Oh, and you can, but I have to say that he gives a legitimately great performance in this film.
The man himself, Ernest P. Worrell.
Yes. Oh, Ernest. I think it's kind of a bit funny that his taxi number is 69. I'm sorry, I just had to go there.
And his passenger is the world's sweatiest man.
Exactly. He's probably just got a lot
I know it's Orlando, but he is like bundled up like he's in Chicago.
He's probably got cocaine in his briefcase.
Again, Miami Vice.
It makes me realize that now that as an adult, and I did realize as a kid, is like, Ernest pretty much commits murder right here.
Yeah. Which kind of makes you wonder, like, he was working at, like, that summer camp, and Ernest goes to camp, and what happened at that camp to make him, like, flee to Florida, hide out, and become a cab driver?
Because he murdered somebody, that's probably why.
He stole the recipe for eggs erroneous.
Yep. I like the Hare Krishnas in the background. And there's a guy who looks like Michael Jackson in the background, too.
Wait, Prussia?
Really?
on his passport.
Even, like, Chuck Norris was back there, too.
Oh my god, this line of people, it's like the set of Airplane.
It does, too. It's like every kind of stereotype in either, like, culture
the
or...
The army guy, the oil chic guy.
Yeah. Ah, Jim Vardy. I think we kind of underestimate the brilliance of Jim Vardy when it comes to comedy.
What were the sparks under the car? That's like the Super Mario Brothers movie sparks on his car.
It's just sparks just coming out from anywhere, really. Even places where the sparks aren't even supposed to be. He's totally dead.
Or like some coma is happening here.
I don't know, kid.
Oh, no, Vern, the body's still in the bag.
I think I just saw a jar of Vaseline under the car.
Oh, no.
I don't want to know what he's going to use it for or what he was going to use it for, but...
Hey, Vern, turn your head and cough, know what I mean?
The early 90s, when you could just get away with all the stuff at an airport.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, if this movie was set today, Ernest would probably be classified as a terrorist.
Ernest goes to Guantanamo Bay.
Exactly. That'd be funny if go ahead.
I was gonna say, like, this is the age of, like, over the top when the kid was just, like, riding around in the baggage claim and he's just running through the airport.
Yep. And wait, and actually, there is kind of a connection between this film and the last film we did for Christmas commentary, Home Alone 2, because Kevin's family went to Florida as well, so that'd be kind of...
Ernest is in Florida, and I'm in New York?
That'd be awesome if they, like, somehow, like, combined the two films together. Like, these were happening in the same universe.
Like, Kevin keeps setting up the traps, and Ernest, like, inadvertently, like, destroys them.
Yeah, exactly.
And now these guys.
Yeah, who, they pretty much appear, I always keep forgetting their names, but they always appear in every Ernest movie.
Yeah, Chuck and Bobby.
Chuck and Bobby, that's right.
Yeah, and they were on every episode of the Hey Vern, It's Ernest TV show, too.
You know what's funny, though? I've seen all the Ernest films, but I've never seen the Ernest TV show.
It's pretty much like someone looked at Pee-wee's Playhouse and was like, yeah, we can do that with Ernest. It's just all, like, sketches.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are just, it's very repetitive. They only made, like, a small handful of episodes. I want to say, like, 13. But all of them just follow the same pattern. The skits just had the same punchline. Like, Gaylord Sartain, the big guy, would always have a sketch where he's like, hey, I'm going to show you how to do a sound effect. He would describe, like, oh, I'm going to do, like, a mountain lion tearing through a person. And he would just, like, put his hand up to his mouth and make a fart noise. Every episode. Everyone.
Actually, I just saw in Ernest's glove compartment, there was, like, a sticker that said, keep the Christ in Christmas.
which is all sorts of, excuse me?
Yeah, like, there was a sticker in his glove compartment when he opened it up that says, keep the Christ in Christmas.
And Santa's just chilling out with 4th of July 3D glasses?
Yeah. And Chuck's still, like, attached to there. I don't know how that's even possible, but it could...
As far as I know, Chuck, or the little guy, he's still around. He's still with us.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I've seen them in other movies, like, especially him, like, in other films and whatnot.
Yeah, he mostly stuck to the Ernest movies, but once in a while he would just pop up in something else, and you're like, oh, man.
Final Destination. Hey, Ernest meets Final Destination.
I was just gonna say that.
I'm starting to realize that Ernest has no regard for human life.
Hey, Vern, I don't care who lives and who dies. Know what I mean?
Actually, Ernest would not fit out of place in the DC universe.
Hey, Vern, do you bleed?
He doesn't care for... doesn't care for human life, and he doesn't care for property either.
That tree's performance is so wooden.
But up, Dish.
Thank you.
I like that there's like a snow globe on his wheel.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't know how it's attached to there, but.
It's attached with the Christmas spirit, Bede.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's the attach of, Christmas spirit, exactly.
Nothing says Christmas like a sweaty fat guy's face shoved right in you.
But isn't that what the season's all about, though?
Pretty much.
And
it's the American dream.
I don't see why they could have just turned the figure out.
Then you wouldn't have a mugging wide-angle lens shot, Vern.
It's an issue. Jeez.
This is the entire Ernest franchise is just built on expressions.
Oh, yeah.
Like, see? Right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I do the eyes thing. Jim Varney, Ernest, just does, like gaping mouths, and then... The little guy just does, like, weird smiles.
Yes. It's all about physical comedy in this movie. Or should I say facial comedy?
Yeah, pretty much.
I always wondered, like, with all the Ernest films, like, he must be basically, like, a drifter, because he just goes from town to town in each movie.
Yeah, he is kind of like Pee-wee in that respect, where, like, in each movie, he's just in a completely different setting... Completely different characters around him.
Yeah, that guy is total Santa Claus. I don't know why this actress here. She always keeps reminding me of Phoebe Cates, but I thought she was when I was growing up. But now that I realize that it isn't, but she just looks exactly like her. It's kind of creepy.
She has that vibe, kind of like, she's got like a little bit of Alyssa Milano to her, too.
Oh, yeah. Run away, run away.
I was born out of an explosion in the 80s factory. Vehicular homicide, Vern.
Oh no, that's the second murder I've committed. That could have been the second murder I committed today. It's also nice that Bic sponsored this movie as well.
Snitches get stitches. Now that's just a regular minimum wage fast food job.
Exactly. She's like, oh no, I'm in the wrong car.
You just entered 10 Cloverfield Lane, Vern.
I don't know why I want to see that movie now.
You want it in a cone or a bowl, Vern?
There's a little disco ball, like, on the mirror back there. So many white children.
I think Ernest just, like, takes every, like, little knick-knack that you get in, like, a little coin machine, like, 25 cents to get this figure, he just puts it all in his car.
Oh, yeah. Basically, Santa Claus is poor.
And a shitty counterfeiter.
Exactly.
You can redeem it for a free bag of Fritos.
I believe that kid was named Donald, from I remember. I suppose we had to make a Trump joke at some point during the course of this movie.
It's law now.
Yeah, exactly. Law of the land. And I won't get into trouble because I'm Australian. Yay!
Smash cut to a year later, Trump declares war on Australia.
Oh, jeez. That would not surprise me at all.
Just you on the front cover of a newspaper, like, giving a shrug, like, I don't know. I always liked her, because she was in Police Academy 4. And the one that, like, I watched the most when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I've seen her in other things as well.
Yeah.
Jeez, the budget for Jurassic World 2's gone down a bit.
Yeah. And if you want an alternate in a joke, just say Godzilla 2.
Exactly.
Well, it's kind of the purpose of puppetry, like when you can see the guy.
Exactly. Especially with that, what does it look like? A magnified glass mirror thing?
A funhouse mirror?
Yeah.
Like, well, there can't be a person in there. He's distorted.
Santa Claus, player. Does Mrs. Claus know what you've been up to, Santa Claus?
Yeah, I'm a swinging bachelor.
That's the kind of the thing about Ernest Saves Christmas, I guess, out of all the Ernest films. Like, whether you kind of like the series or not, this is kind of the one I would say is kind of the hardest to dislike because it's just so positive and optimistic and everything.
Yeah, and out of all the movies, like, this, Ernest Goes to Jail and Scared Stupid, like, kind of like the first four, this has, like, kind of the most, like, just polish out of all of them. It has, like, the best kind of production value to it where it just looks like a well-put-together movie. Like, when you start doing, like, Ernest Goes to School, it just looks so cheap and bad.
Well, didn't they start going straight to DVD from Ernest Goes to School after that?
I think it was, like, Ernest Rides Again was the last one that was in theaters, and that was kind of the beginning of the end. After that, they all just, like, kind of sank in terms of production value.
Yeah. Well, that's
like, I stopped watching around Ernest Goes to Africa. I'm like, oh, this just isn't fun anymore.
I even saw Ernest in the Army. That's how committed I was to this franchise.
Dang.
Although, to be fair, that was like the late 90s when I saw it, so who knows how I feel about it now.
I'm Vinny Stereotype. How you doing? Hey, I like money.
Don't mind me. My shoulder pads are bigger than the rest of me.
And don't mind the lazy eye. It's gonna be real distracting when once I mention it.
Oh, now that you mention it, he does.
Oh no!
Seriously, look how tall his shoulder pads are. They're like they're at least 5 feet tall.
It's like I remember my mom wearing shoulder pads like that in the 80s.
And this was the early 90s, so weren't shoulder pads out by then?
I don't know, the 80s just kind of stuck around for a couple of years when the 90s began. It's kind of that weird year, and then like grunge happened, and I was like, okay, now we're off.
Yep. So basically, Nevada was the cause of the downfall of the shoulder pads.
Yeah, direct evidence. I forgot she had a braid for a second. It looked like she had a fez on.
It's a good thing that Ernest got accused of all those wrongdoings and not for murder. Aww.
Aww. See, he does, like, these mugging shenanigans, but then, like, on a dime, he can just be, like, the most sympathetic. All he has to do is just frown and be like, "Oh, shucks."
Oh, yeah. That's the thing, though, the magic of Jim Varney. Like, this character could have easily have been very annoying, but he does bring a lot of sort of humanity to the character, even as ridiculous as the character can be in one of the films that he's in.
Yeah, it's just like in Ernest Goes to Camp when he, like, gets beaten up and he sings that song. It's like, it's the heartbreaking scene.
Okay, AJ, we have to get this out of the way. Out of all... Okay, that does make me laugh. That's hilarious.
It's the creep from Creepshow! No!
It was a total homage to Alien.
Yeah.
And it could have all been solved if they just had a fire extinguisher.
Ernest in one of those power loaders.
I like how Santa Claus doesn't even remember what the bird's last name is. I mean, he's Santa Claus. He would know everyone's name, right?
I'm Joe Sleazebay. You gotta make a money. Oh!
I don't know why I got a New York accent in Florida.
Just everybody sleazy talks like this. Oh.
They all basically sound like Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah.
My name's Marty.
Don't forget the lazy eye.
A.K.A. Donald Trump.
Started off with a small loan from Santa Claus.
So Santa Claus is the cause of the downfall of America. I apologize to Santa Claus about that joke.
What, is Santa going to sue you for defamation? So wait, if Santa Claus doesn't carry money on him, he's like, oh, but I had a rather large amount that I gave to this boy. It's like, are you having, like, a money laundering scheme going on here?
Yeah. I mean, do they make money at the North Pole? Like, if a kid wants money, do they just give it to him?
Is it like Oompa Loompas, where it's just like, hey, you get paid in chocolate, you get to sing.
Oh, Vern, you put up with so much. I know they try to.
I like going back. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, I like going back and looking at the old Ernest commercials, because that's where Ernest started off. He was a character, and he was just kind of for hire for all different things. He sold, like local dairy products, and then he did, like, national campaigns like Mellow Yellow. And I like going back and looking at the older ones, where Vern is just, like, obviously, like, kind of homicidal, where he'll, like, push Ernest off a ladder or shut the door on his hands and just, like, just does not give a shit.
Now, I'm just trying to remember, because, like, it has been quite a few years since I've seen all the Ernest films, but Vern didn't appear much in all the films, didn't he? He only appeared, like, in a few.
Yeah, just a couple of them.
Yeah. Because I know he wasn't in Ernest Scared Stupid. And that's probably the one I know he wasn't in, though.
Yeah, he wasn't in a whole lot. And that's not to say it's like he's an actual character. Like, the camera is Vern. Like, Vern never comes out.
Oh, yeah. You only see it from his point of view, like, whenever he appears on screen. Although, it makes me laugh, though. It's like, shouldn't it be Vern yelling at Ernest right about now? Is he a mute?
I think he's just in shock, like the taxi passenger from earlier.
Exactly. Ernest has that effect on people.
Yeah, like, for, like, as big of a part as Vern played, like, originally, when Ernest was, you know, kind of coming into fame, like, even the name of the TV show was Hey Vern, It's Ernest.
Hmm.
Like, he just kind of doesn't appear in many of the movies. This is weird.
Hmm.
El Santos.
I am Santos.
Santos is sad.
Marty Brock's a jerk. Actually, you're probably right. He might be in shock because pretty much Ernest is destroying his house right about now.
It's like,
it's like he's and destroying houses.
And he has pictures of, like, medieval figures on his wall.
Oh, yeah, he does, too.
Like, not the kids, not his parents, like, Queen Elizabeth?
I do like that transition shot. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
With the light exploding and then going straight to the police station. I also like this little touch, too, with the with the fingerprints, they got, they got, I guess they're done in the, sort of, in the style of snowflakes, from what I remember.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good little touch, just to add to the magic that is Santa Claus.
Do you think in 7 that they got the idea for John Doe cutting off his fingerprints by having this?
Yeah.
Because they have him, like, registered as John Doe.
Ernest Saves Christmas is the prequel to 7.
Yep. Declared.
Pretty much all these movies are set in the same universe. Home Alone, 7, Ernest Saves Christmas.
They have Diet Harold Ramis there to the left.
Yeah. And Diet Addie Potts on the side. Jeez, their glasses are, like, bigger than their heads.
AK, that's pretty much exactly how my sister looked in the 80s. That's how all the girls looked in the 80s.
We'll just wear the biggest glasses we could find so we could attract whoever we want.
Yeah.
And Ernest is still destroying Vern's house. And I like basically the cord is cut through that painting in the background.
You know, in all of these movies, how come, like, no one ever says, hey, Ernest, go work for that, like, demolition company?
Yeah, he'd be much more suited to that with all the destruction he's doing.
Yeah, that'd be, like, a cool ending. It's like, oh, I can't find a job. And then it's like, ding!
Actually, somebody should sort of, like, do a mashup and put, like, Ernest at the end of Man of Steel.
Oh, no.
Know what I mean, Bird? Ernest has found the suitcase from Pulp Fiction.
Oh,
That's when I found out that they were... That look on Ernest's face was when I found out yesterday when you posted that they were making Mystery Science Theater 3000 pops.
I know.
It's beautiful.
And then your head exploded.
Exactly.
Yeah, nice recovery, by the way.
Yeah.
Just a Band-Aid, some Robitussin, just walk it off.
Exactly. As my family used to say, you can fix anything with duct tape. Right there.
Not a one of them has a red nose. This is bullshit.
Exactly. Racist. There's that picture in the background. I saw a picture, because there was a picture in the background of this scene where, I guess it's just a normal white picture with a guy wearing a red, jacket. And it was at the police, it was at the police station as well. So, are they on the lookout for, a guy wearing a red jacket?
Maybe.
I don't know. I'll have to point it out again when I see it again. It's weird. That's the thing, though. When you kind of watch these movies now, you kind of just notice things that you've never noticed before.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got, a sheriff's badge on a jacket as well.
Deputy 80s.
Exactly.
I don't remember that catchphrase from the 80s.
I think they were trying to make that into a catchphrase, but it just never took off.
Grody, gag me with a spoon, Groovy Tuesday.
Yep.
You jump into the bag and it just transports you to the phantasm dimension.
Yep.
Boy.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't want to know what Ernest was picking up right there. Of course I wanted a pink flamingo.
No, I wanted Pink Flamingos, the John Waters film.
Exactly. I like how optimistic Ernest is. He tries something once and he thinks he's an expert. I'm not going to lie, I actually did have that nutcracker growing up as a kid.
What about the Scottish Christmas bear?
I don't know any kid who will want any of those toys.
Off to the side, Pee-wee's complaining about his missing bike.
And Kevin's parents are asking where their son is.
Yeah. Again, all the same universe.
Exactly. I just had to laugh at that guy's face. As soon as I'm Santa Claus, and he, his eyes literally twitch.
It's like, Jesus Christ.
I wasn't supposed to be here today.
I wonder if he'll cut back to, the guy with the cowboy hat in the background. Yeah, there he is.
Oh, there he is.
Joe Bob Briggs in a brilliant cameo.
Exactly.
Ernest Foo, El Foo, Santa Foo, 5 stars, check it out.
I wish I
stop talking about getting stuff out of your sack, Ernest.
I was just about to say that. This film's meant to be a kid's film, right?
The Clawshank Redemption.
Oh, that was brilliant.
Thank you. Get busy clawsing or get busy dying.
From the looks of it, these guys want to give Santa Claus a present.
Oh, Confederate flag in the background. What the hell?
What?
Yeah, when they were, like, panning over, there's just, like, a Confederate flag on the back of the cell.
My gosh. Is it, like, some kind of hidden meaning in this entire movie? First, we got the Christ in Christmas kind of sticker, and then we got, a Confederate flag. What is this movie trying to say?
Ernest is promoting white power. Kind of vaguely creepy panning shot.
Yep. I just like how there's like a deer head on the wall and it's not a real deer.
Yeah. I think out of all the like random shit Ernest has, it's kind of like in the least like confusing. It's like, yeah, I can see.
Yeah.
Totally not ripping off the Pee-wee's Playhouse, you know, breakfast machine.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not so confused about the reindeer head on the wall as I am with, like, the fish tank with the sticker that says ignition.
And there's a sticker on the lava lamp as well, but I can't read what it says, though. Does Ernest ever change his clothes? Because he wears the exact same thing in every single movie.
I know in some of the commercials he wore like a longer sleeved shirt, which was kind of weird when I saw it first. It's like, oh, wow.
Well, I suppose in a way, Ernest is basically like a living, breathing cartoon character, so I suppose it makes sense that he wears the same clothes all the time. That's a beautiful sight right there.
I can make a joke here about Cameron Diaz and the Counselor, so, yeah, I'm sorry.
I got that reference.
Just leave it up to your imagination.
Exactly. I don't think butter's gonna solve that problem, Ernest.
Butter is not a finger food.
Exactly. Are they that dumb they don't know what a deer looks like? Actually, don't answer that.
Spider reindeer does whatever spider reindeer does.
Alien goats? Actually, that'd be a cool name for a band, Alien Goats.
That's an asylum movie waiting to happen.
Exactly. Based on an idea brought up in Ernest Saves Christmas. Hey, Rob Zombie.
Prison is hell. They're singing the 12 Days of Christmas. Ah!
Rob Zombie's Ernest Saves Christmas.
It's just Sid Haig yelling about titties.
And he's playing Santa Claus.
Hey, Bert, Mary titties. Okay, this is fun. That's funny.
Yeah, that is funny, yeah.
Like, he's just so pure-hearted, he just wins over all the prisoners.
See, that's what makes him such a great Santa Claus, because you can actually believe, like, even if whoever he runs into, no matter how cynical that person is, they kind of won over by just, you know, his natural gift as Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And you kind of just believe it as well. Like, you can feel it while watching this film.
Yeah, like, that's not Doug Lucille, that's friggin' Santa, man.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, other than Aladdin, I haven't seen him in anything else, so he's Santa Claus, too.
Yeah.
And she's got glitter all over her hair. Or that's Ivan Dandruff, I'm not sure.
Ew. Why is it green?
Everybody just wants money in this movie.
All I got was a Super Nintendo.
I think it is.
Santa escaped behind a giant, giant poster of Rita Hayworth.
I don't know who that lady was, but she's awesome.
It was the bird lady from Home Alone 2.
It was.
Yeah,
How's it possible that whenever Ernest plays any of his alter egos, they end up being way smarter than he is?
Yeah. It's almost like some like multiple personality disorder, like his intelligence lies within his other alter egos.
I have a feeling that basically, like, M. Night Shyamalan's new film, Split, is basically a serious version on Ernest and his multiple personalities. I can't tell you.
Muffy. Jim Varney also had, like, a really good command over accents. Like, he just played, like, so many different characters, and they were just all distinct.
Hmm. And also, I have to say, though, he was also just a really good dramatic actor as well, because I've seen him in his non-comedic roles, and he was always, yeah. He did a really good job with them. You wouldn't think it was the same guy who played Ernest.
Yeah.
But wasn't he, I read somewhere a while ago, wasn't he like a classically trained actor?
I want to say that, yeah, like he went to a pretty, you know, high-end acting school.
Yeah.
Which totally makes sense. It's just he was just pigeonholed as Ernest for most of his career.
Yeah. But that's the thing, though. Like, most actors would probably be annoyed by being pigeonholed as a certain character for all their career, but you never got the sense like he was never bored by playing the character. He genuinely loved playing Ernest. Santa Claus. Look at that dude.
You know,
hair.
The one...
That dude's hair in the background.
Yeah.
It's like a wig.
Like David Lee Roth.
OJ?
You know, Santa Claus, like the guy in Mexico who fought the devil.
Yeah.
It's covered up with its Confederate flag back there. Right above Ernest's head.
I can't see it from this angle. Is this the way
government really works? I'm just gonna slap you with my hair.
Just wait till 2016, kid.
Is that a train? I can hear a train.
Oh, that's here.
No, I was gonna say, I was like, where the train? There's a train in this movie. I'm kind of weirded out by that drawing in the background. It's just like five circles on top of each other with eyes.
And then like a poster of a cowboy and his horse.
Yes. We'll be good, Santa.
Yeah, that's a cute line. I like that. Hey. It's just broad enough.
Yes. Saturn for Christmas, I want to get off my murder charge.
Nicholas Cage, is that you?
Yes, I am here.
I need to preach for hours.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start a new game every time we do these audio commentaries. Like, which character could Nicholas Cage play in this movie?
I think he could play Harmony.
Yes.
Or is this how government really works?
My name's not Pamela. Ernest, why didn't you put the present back in the bag?
Put the glowing orb in the bag.
I don't know why Ernest has like a Christmas stocking in his truck.
Again, out of all the stuff we've seen in this movie.
Does he sleep? Oh, no, he's got his own place, so why would it be there?
I shall consume his life force like Apocalypse.
If I don't find a new Santa Claus, I will die. Basically, that's
what... That's right. That's right, kid.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the plot of the movie. He has to find someone or else Santa's gone. Oh, here we go.
This is probably his most famous alter ego.
Mm-hmm. And she appeared on the Hey Vern, It's Ernest a lot, too.
I always wondered.
Again, I have many family members look precisely like that.
Again, like, it seems to be, again, as I brought up before, the alter egos seem to be way smarter than Ernest.
Yeah.
And also, does Ernest just have all their costumes on standby, like, literally with him all the time when he needs them?
You know what? I can believe that. Never know when you're going to need this, Vern.
Yeah, I like her. She's hilarious.
Yeah.
If I was going to be an old lady, that's who I would aspire to be.
Go for gold, Bean.
Exactly.
Out of all the old ladies, the one Ernest plays in drag. That's the one I want to be.
But she's got all the best lines.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Although I have to say, though, like, Ernest Scared Stupid has, like, the highest quota of, like, alter egos. Isn't there, like, 5 or 6 in that movie alone? From what I... Yeah, because there's, like, 2 scenes where, like, where he just has, where it's just him and his alter egos.
Yeah.
I think on Halloween next year, we need to do an audio commentary for Ernest Scared Stupid.
Oh, dear.
Yuck.
Authentic Bulgarian meat. Plan B from outer space. The sleazebag agent kind of looks like a more distinguished Gilbert Godfrey.
Well, can you imagine if Gilbert Godfrey was playing him? Now, Santa! Gonna talk like
Mr. Santos!
That was a dead-on impression.
Thank you very much!
Take good care of my sack. Handle it carefully.
Yeah, because he's, like, changing into his next alter ego now. Hi, Cautious.
Actually, that is a funny joke. I was just about to say, yeah, I think if there were reindeer on walking around on the roof, I probably would be terrified if they decided to go to the toilet. Let's just say that.
I'm looking for the man they call Dundee.
This would be Alligator Dundee. Did he also apply makeup on the way to the studio as well?
Yeah, he just had the hat on, and it's like... You just stabbed Santa in the gallbladder, thanks.
He killed Santa before he could complete his mission. There's a girl in the background who's wearing a bee costume. Not the bees!
They're shooting the No Rain video.
They're shooting the Wicker Man remake.
Wicker Man the musical. Yeah, there she is. There's the bee lady.
I just like it anytime, like in all these movies in the 80s and 90s, when they're at studios, they just basically have people just wandering around in costumes.
It's like there's a cowboy having lunch with a knight,
and all the studio suits are all basically wearing the exact same clothes.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing stereotypical about this movie at all. Hello, ladies. He's such a player.
Interception. Diamond World Pictures.
Yeah, that studio will never catch on. What's that?
We're ready to film Silent Night, Deadly Night 3.
I think Santa Claus just wandered on the set of a porno.
Roll scene one, down my chimney.
I think this movie is meant to be like the remake of Santa Claus versus the Martians. The horror version.
Complete with the alien goats.
Yep.
Director Dave Coulier.
It does look like him. Kind of looks like Brad Bird, too.
Yeah. Are they rolling on this, or is, like, the director performing the narration?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Maybe they're just doing rehearsals.
Seems like a Claudio Fragrasso trick. Just like, nah, I'll narrate the movie.
This movie... That is the worst costume ever. It just basically is like the Creature of the Black Lagoon costume. It's just thrown like a bunch of wires and like
seaweed. It's Hobo Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yes. And that dude's mustache is epic. Well, you know, it's a G-rated movie. I'm not allowed to say the word bitch. Joe, you're being very difficult.
I know the director's supposed to be the prick in this situation, but I kind of understand it. Like, it's a horror movie. It's like, he didn't sign on, like, hey, what's the big idea here? Like, he knew what he was getting into.
Yeah.
Like, when you confront a monster, you're like, oh, no.
Although that would be hilarious if he did say that. Although it would have been in this... It would have been in the script, too, so he would have approved of it, like, before, when he was signing
up. It's like in Day of the Dead, they're choking on, like, Rhodes's guts, and he's like, hey, stop!
Does Santa Claus have to slap a bitch? Jeez, Santa Claus. I'm learning a lot about Santa Claus in this movie. He likes the ladies, he likes to punch people. He likes to give money out to kids.
He's really scared by, like, shitty rubber costumes.
Exactly. What are you going to talk to him about?
Scientology.
Animal control aren't even here for the rain there. They're just here for these guys. I like that guy is like he's just standing there like a superhero. Like
I am animal control man.
It's funny that this movie is set in Florida, but basically nearly every character in this movie has a New York accent.
Yeah.
Duh?
And we're just gonna, ghost.
And we're going to forget all about this and not alert the press about this.
What movie are they in?
I don't know. I don't know.
The giant ass hat. I mean, and then the acrobat.
Exactly. This is all for the same movie.
Yeah, this... Because, you know, they all wear those giant ass costumes to lunch.
Although, to be fair, when I was shooting a movie, like, a few weeks ago, I was in my zombie makeup all eating lunch, and there's a dude in a giant crab costume.
Yeah, like makeup's the one thing, but, like, take the crab costume off. You could easily, like, break that or, like, sit on something you're not supposed to.
Yeah, exactly. They would tell you to get out of the costume before going to lunch.
Like, we spent $1,000 on this hat. You're taking it off. Ah, it is a horror movie.
I want those exclusive pops, damn it.
I want Golden Freddy.
Ew.
Ah.
I'm terrified of snakes, and this is kind of like my worst nightmare.
What? Why'd it have to be snakes, Vern?
Because I'm dying, you idiot.
Torture! Oh.
Pretty much.
See, this speech is, like, better and, like, better executed and more emotional than, like, the Santa Claus, where he's pretty much just like, well, we're gonna blackmail you into being Santa. You're gonna ruin freaking Christmas for everybody, asshole.
But
yeah,
like,
listen to this guy. He's a sweetheart.
Yeah, he's putting genuine emotion into this monologue. And you can see, like, this guy, Joe here, like, actually believing it, and us as the audience believing it too.
I feel like the actor is like, I believe. And I do like how they kind of explain, like, oh, how does Santa, like, do all these toys? Like, it's like it is a magical bag. It's just like Santa has the command over it.
Yeah. That's actually a really good idea, though.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, like you say, it sort of explains, like, how he can carry that sack around and have so many toys in it.
Yeah, and it's just like he has the will. It's kind of like his Green Lantern ring.
Pretty much.
Santa is Ryan Reynolds.
Exactly. This releases those snakes back into the wild.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, they're at a kid's park.
Hear that screaming, Vern? Nice reveal.
Yeah. And I like how Ernest is not aware of these snakes and bitten him on the face.
Like, he's been in so much shenanigans, like, he lost all sensation in his face.
Exactly. And, like, another transition, Charlie, goes from... Hey, my pet monster! Yay. Jeez, they got a lot of product placement in this movie.
Coke, yeah, My Pet Monster. That's funny. Like, a play school toys earlier.
Yeah, well, that's the funny thing, though, because, you know, people always complain about be, like, you know, too much product placement in movies these days. But even back in the, like, in movies in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, there was a lot of product placement in those as well.
Oh, yeah.
Even when we did the Home Alone 1 and 2, there was a ton of product placement.
Yeah, that lingering shot of the his like mini bar, and it's like, here's Doritos and Coca-Cola.
The sack.
Have the a look giggling at my, sack.
Have a look at my sack, Santa Claus. There you go, Harmony, hold my sack. There's too many people saying the word sack in this movie. And it just makes me giggle.
What's up with the painting in the back that just has the word crow under it?
I know, I just saw that. I like how Harmony basically pretty much emptied out the sack. How's that even possible? It's a magic sack.
Yeah. The thing is, though, I can believe, like, Ernest just finding all the stuff that she hid around his house and just assuming it's his.
Yeah.
Hey, my pet monster, I've been looking for this.
Ernest is basically a hoarder. I like the head shark with the Christmas light coming out of its mouth.
Yeah.
Hide the rest of the sack in here. Oh, wait a minute. She didn't empty the sack out. She put a replacement one. Sorry. That's how long That's how long it's been a while since I've seen the movie.
Yeah. Bullwinkle? My sack isn't as bulbous as it usually is.
My sack is a little lumpy.
I was just waiting for that painting to have, like, another word under it, like, necktie.
I just like how there's just old photos and, like, old paintings at everyone's house.
Yeah. Like, everyone's, like, rooms in this movie have been decorated by the same people who, like, design hotel rooms.
See, that's also another thing. Santa Claus is just so... Other than that scene where he gets angry, he's never really upset, though. Like, even knowing that his sack is fake, like...
Yeah, it always looks on the bright side.
Yeah. I think the world would be a better place if everyone was like Santa Claus. Or at least in this movie, anyway. Yeah. He looks like Paul Savino without his beard. I've got Liam Neeson's on the case. He's going to get back for me.
I don't know who. I'll be jolly, and I will kill him.
Does Joe realize he basically has sentenced Santa Claus to death by not accepting his offer? What a jerk.
I will end you.
This is...
Seriously, best supporting actor for this guy. Come on.
Yeah. Where was his Oscar campaign back when this movie was released?
I'm going to look this up.
At least a Golden Globe.
A daytime Emmy.
Exactly. The train tracks out front of the train station on the road.
It's kind of dangerous.
Exactly. If it was trams, that'd be a different story, but they look like train tracks.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
In the back, it's like Fred Savage and his brother from The Wizard.
Yep. All in the same universe.
Getting 50,000 on Double Dragon.
California! She wants to go to California. Even she's been wearing the exact same clothes as well for days now.
Like, the same kind of, like, braid thing in her hair, the same, like, Raggedy Ann and Andy figures or whatever the hell those are.
Yeah. Bobby, stop being a son of a bitch.
Okay, yeah, this movie came out in 88. Best Supporting Actor that year. Oh, Kevin Kline, Fish Called Wanda.
Oh, well, I can't disagree with that. But, yeah, this yeah. guy should at least got a nomination.
Yeah.
Or at least a critics prize.
Boot out that hack Alec Guinness.
Exactly. I mean, has Alec Guinness ever played Santa Claus? I don't think so.
What's he ever done? Mute Witness?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Unless it's Donald Trump.
See, I was going to go 50 Shades of Grey. Then you can judge the ever-loving shit out of it.
50 Shades of Santa.
And then I saw his belly shape.
His belly rolled like a pound of jelly. Okay, I'm going to stop. I think I'm going to stop now before it gets even more dirty.
Because it will. It
yeah,
can.
It will. It will. It will. Especially if Nicolas Cage narrates it.
Get out of here, Cage.
Where are you? Okay, be inconspicuous.
You ever think, like, little people actors are just like, we never get any fucking work unless there's a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Quit playing Lionel Richie up there.
Oh, what a feeling.
Bang, down, down, because there's reindeer on the ceiling.
Well, here's the thing, like, I know, like, Chuck and Barry are all in the other movies, but they never seem to, like, recognize Ernest in the other movies. Like, they only, like, yeah. meet him for the first time.
Yeah, and they have different jobs, too.
Hmm. Do they all just go around in the same places together, or do they have, like, brother, like, twin triplets or something like that? I don't know.
Maybe it's, like, Orphan Black. There's just, like, mini Ernest.
Yeah. Ernest is a
clone. I want to say an Ernest Scared Stupid, this guy, Gaylord Sartain, like the big guy. He wasn't in that one. It was somebody else.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because they were filming the commercial, and it was just like the weird guy in back playing drums.
I feel this guy's paid. Whatever. He seems like the kind of guy who would let terrorists go through.
Like, I like the look of your eyes.
You got a bomb in that bag? That's alright, just go right in. I don't care.
Merry Christmas.
They're Vulcans.
Transporting reindeer is highly logical. We can't afford to show them.
Exactly. They did have the budget for that.
They just blew it all on, like, Jim Varney's, like, alter ego makeup.
Exactly. For the actual... Actually,
we're gonna stop on by the Texas Chainsaw House.
These elves pretty much react how I expect a normal human being would react being around Ernest, with utter sheer of terror.
Like, oh no.
Well, it's a good thing that bus went by. I was already walking past here anyway. Well, one more hour before I'm dead. Might as well make up the time. Where's my liquor?
See, shoulder pads.
Well, actually, you did say the movie was released in 88, so shoulder pads were still in at the time.
Yeah, they were still hanging around.
Yeah. It's a bit dark for 6 a.m. I mean, p.m., sorry.
Wait a minute.
I thought I said a.m., so I apologize.
Well, then again, it is December, so, like, on this end of the world, like, it gets, like, dark really early.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, like, at, like, 4:30 today, it was, like, almost pitch black outside. Yeah, 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 you did.
Well, at least he can admit it.
Yeah. Oh.
See, it's little scenes like this that do make you feel sorry for Ernest, and at least make us likable to us as an audience. Even he can admit his mistakes.
We'll carve up the reindeer for sustenance.
And I thought they smelled bad on the outside. I like the Florida picture in the background.
Shitty, straight to video sequel.
And Bill Goldberg's going to be in one of them. And we're going to retitle it as Santa's Sleigh.
The Return. Just as a
dirt.
I love like the sales figure poster in back, which is just has like sales and random numbers and a red line going down. Like, can't fault that logic.
I wonder if there's a lot of truth to this scene, since Ernest was a kid's character in his own TV show. You can't make demands. You're not a big star.
But then, like, Ernest leaves and, like, an alter ego comes in. It's like, oh, sorry, sorry.
Those are,
and those were all electrocuted. The end.
Yep. Those aren't even real reindeer. They're just ponies with antlers on top of their heads. That's the kind of budget they had. They couldn't afford reindeer. I just like how these elves are like, oh, just don't take any of Ernest's shit at all.
Yeah, they're just, like, done with him immediately.
But that's how I imagine people would be in real life if they met Ernest. What? The airport security guard asked me to
have an unauthorized vehicle on runway 27 left. It's some redneck in a sleigh. Patu Barata Nirr!
And not Rudolph. Because they're discriminatory against him.
We don't like them red nosed people in our movie. Gherkin buddies.
I just like there's like a computer, like a. A computer control pad attached to the sleigh. A handheld one. Real.
Oh no, it's the oxygen from Blue Velvet.
Dennis Hopper is Santa Claus.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, Vern!
You're gonna kill us, you idiot!
Jesus Christ, Ernest! You don't have the sense God gave a toothbrush!
I'm just amazed that,
blanket,
that they
have... I was gonna say, that blanket the elves have looks cozy.
It does, too. I was just gonna say, like, they're flying around all over the place, and that yet they haven't fallen out of the sleigh yet.
No. They've done, like, 5,000 loop-de-loops, and they're like, oh, no, we're going to fall. It's like, by now, I think you're fine.
And I wonder if she'll give me back my sack.
See, like, there's no rhyme or reason to that chart. It's just lines, numbers, business.
Sign the damn contract.
Joe, what is with you? Whee!
Whipping through IHOPs like Superman.
Well, I'm Jewish.
I'm Unitarian.
I celebrate Kwanzaa.
I'm atheist.
Where's that room? Is that the war room? Yeah, actually, I could see this happening now in Trump's America. Oh, slave flying around, get the airplanes, get the jets onto it and blow it up.
We gotta destroy them.
Santa Claus didn't bring me any presents. Shoot him out of the sky. He put me on the naughty list. I'll show him.
Unfair.
You shot Santa down from the sky? No, I didn't.
I said I didn't, so it didn't happen.
But you did. We all saw it. You did a news conference the day before. No, I didn't. That wasn't me. That was my doppelganger, Donald Drump. See, there's a train. It's...
Maybe it's like Main Street Disneyland, where it's just like the parade just goes on the train track.
She just keeps going on about Santa Claus. And this is his sack. Well, that's a good question.
I'm a thief.
Yeah, I'm just an asshole. Damn it, Ernest, you only have one job. What is with that side? Never mind. Get some Bud Light in there.
Yeah. And it's Bud Light's big with the kids.
Yeah, exactly. And it has to be light, because if we put actual Bud in there, then, you know, that'd be like going into the R-rated territory.
Yeah.
It's light, it's okay, kids can have it, right? They drink wine in France.
Santa Claus.
You were 70 years old then.
And I'm a pervert. I watch all of you. No, I apologize for that joke. Look, she didn't have to go far.
Yeah.
The train station was just right around the corner. I'm sorry I touched your sack, Santa Claus.
Up on the housetop, I kicked your ass.
And for Christmas...
See, look at that! Look at that!
Aww. He didn't yell, he didn't scream, he was just so nice about it.
Just a stern look like, okay.
Don't worry, I'll get you Kevin Klein for Christmas.
Yay!
But I'm not Phoebe Case.
Oh, you are now.
They canceled Jim and the Holograms.
Actually, she wasn't.
You forgot my name. Like the hellish red light of Santa's sleigh.
Are they just diving into hell?
Yeah.
Ernest, right, somebody tells you not to touch.
They've gone to plaid.
They've gone into. Now it's set in the same universe as Star Wars.
They've gone to Dormammu's dimension.
Dormammu, I want to make. Hey, Bird, I want to make a bargain with you.
Call time, Bird.
I did. It's a bit messy. I apologize for that joke. I should realize this is an audio commentary for a family film, so this is just wrong.
Yeah. Now the curse is yours to bear.
He's turned into Tim Allen.
No, he turned into David Huddleston. Stuff about your family and friends never seeing you again.
Yeah! I hope, I kind of hope he doesn't have any family and friends, because that'd be kind of dickish if Santa Claus, I want you to be Santa Claus. You can never see any of your family or friends ever again. You'll basically be immortal for a couple of centuries until you have to die and somebody else has to take your place.
Yeah. And you'll never be good as me.
Exactly. Ernest, you son of a bitch. And some... I just realized Ernest was the cause of the space station getting destroyed in gravity.
While he was busy turning the world backwards and going through time, like Superman.
Exactly.
See, all movies are in the same universe.
You can connect anything in the Ernest film to any other movie out there. Ernest Saves the Camp is not far from Camp Crystal Lake. Why don't they just get a new sleigh out of his sack? I mean, anything can come out of it, right? Like, if they put their minds to it. we're so mature.
I know, right?
Well, I can't help it. Well, we can't help. We had to make that joke because he basically was straining there, trying to make it snow.
Hey, Vern, it's my dandruff.
Finally, we've got more cocaine than we need. It's raining cocaine on Florida.
With this, we'll write Ernest Scared Stupid!
Cocaine. It's all I ever wanted. I'll take all this cocaine and then I'll vote in the presidential election tomorrow.
I didn't expect us to make as many Trump references in this show.
Well, it's Florida. Yeah, we had to.
Yeah.
They somehow the Santa sleigh has. They can breathe in outer space.
Well, in Superman 4, they did.
Oh, that's true.
Things you didn't expect to hear in an Ernest movie. Nobody moves, nobody dies.
Well, poor you. I wonder if Ernest realizes he's basically traumatized these elves for life. Don't encourage him! I've always wondered, what does the P stand for in Ernest P. Worrell? That is the, I guess, the question for the ages. I like Santa Claus is back there not being impressed at all.
He's like, ah, I've been through a millennia of this. I think the P stands for pretty good at mugging.
Well, it's a bit hard with all this cocaine around, Ernest.
No. Well, Joe, I guess these are yours now.
Watch it on the permanent. There's a little bit to the left. I think I'm going to have to cosplay as Ernest one year. They should actually release, they should release like an Ernest pop.
Kind of surprised they haven't.
They've released pretty much everything else. Basically, the elves in this movie are the audience surrogate.
The elves are just like, oh,
no, we don't want him in this. A sexy one like her, yeah.
Don't talk about sacks and pumping.
And spreading stuff, it's gross.
Yeah. Whee! And they destroy the moon.
Yep. That's not Seth Applegate.
I used to be Joseph Mengele.
Jeez, Santa Claus is rocking the cradle.
Yeah.
Like, she's probably like in her 60s, he's probably like 1,000 years old.
It's like an Edward and Bella type thing.
It's like a May-December BC romance. Know what I mean? Roger Rabbit.
Please.
See, what did they do with like a follow-up, like Ernest Meets the Easter Bunny?
I don't think the world's ready for that much insanity.
See, we were deprived of all this. And there's Coke Sams as second unit director.
A lot of Coke in this movie.
Yes. Yep. You can tell Coke was involved with this
movie. It's very integral to the filmmaking process.
Exactly. We'll have to, now we have like 3 minutes of credits to go through. As I stated before, like, watching this movie always brings me back to my childhood. Like,
yeah.
Like, it has been a while, like, a few years since I'd last seen it, but, yeah, it's just, like, it's just every time I watch it, it just makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Yeah. Like, it's, like I said before, this is cheesy, this is just totally ridiculous, but it has charm. Like, it's not cynical, it's 100% sincere about what it's kind of doing.
Yeah. And I'd definitely say it definitely, belongs to be out there as a Christmas classic in terms of Christmas films. And I think, out of all the Otis films, like, as much as I do enjoy them, I would say this one would definitely be, I guess, the legitimately good one? Like, if you had to, at least the most quality one out of all of them.
Yeah, this and probably Camp.
Yeah, for sure.
Where they had form going on, and it wasn't just kind of cheap skits and shenanigans.
Yeah. There's a guy in the credits, Big John Moore.
Hey, Steve Martin helped out with the Training the Animals.
And Cactus Simsa. There's Coke Sam's, Cactus Simsa, Big John.
Robert Shoup. What? Todd Beckelhade?
Todd, yeah, I don't know how to pronounce this. What was it? Sorry. Beckelhide or something like that?
Beckel and Hyde?
Yeah, pretty much.
Ernest!
Yeah, Ernest as everybody.
Yes. Although, if Nicolas Cage was in this movie, he'd play all the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the elves.
I'm really an elf.
I'll save you, Santa. Nicolas Cage saves Christmas.
Not even like him playing a character, just Nicolas Cage.
just playing himself. Actually, playing his character from Deadpool in Saving Christmas. Weird hair and big mustache and everything. Well, it's a good thing they got, like, permission from the Coca-Cola company to use all those illustrations.
Yeah.
Not product placement at all.
Filmed at the Disney MGM Studios. Been there a couple times.
In Nashville? They also shot in Nashville?
Yeah, that's where the ad agency that created Ernest is based out of.
Oh, okay. So they must have shot all their scenes at, I guess, the studio stuff.
Yeah, like the Verne stuff.
Yeah.
And that's Ernest Saves Christmas.
It is. That's the end of the movie. And, of course, it's still a classic.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, yep, I hope all of our listeners enjoyed this audio commentary of the Christmas classic that is Ernest Saves Christmas. I know AJ and I both had a great time doing it, and sort of like rewatching this classic as well.
And, yeah.
And we hope all of our listeners have a great and happy Merry Christmas, or Happy Holidays, or Kwanzaa, or Hanukkah, if you celebrate either of those as well. And yeah, well, we'll definitely be doing another Christmas commentary next year. I'm not sure what we will do next year, but we'll definitely have discussions on it for sure.
I'm pulling for a Jingle All the Way too.
I'm actually pulling for just Jingle All the Way, just so I can do Arnold impressions throughout the entire movie.
and somehow you'll still just end up on Donald Trump.
Exactly. Or Nicolas Cage.
Both. It'll be both.
Who said you could touch my cookies?
Put the cookie down.
Why don't you put the cookie back down?
But, I'm a turbo man. I'm a turbo man.
But as I said, I hope you guys all enjoyed our commentary. And before we wrap up this episode, AJ, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at TheMadMovieMan. And I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/TheOfficialMadMovieMan.
Awesome. And don't you have, like, I was just reading the other day, that you have a new podcast that's just started?
Yep. I don't know if it'll be up by the time this commentary goes up, but I do have a podcast that I'm doing with an old college friend of mine, where we are, kind of appropriate given the subject of today's show, we're talking about Christmas movies, TV shows, TV specials, all that stuff. So, yeah, hopefully that'll be up by the time this goes up.
Awesome. Well, I guess for our listeners, they'll, who are listening to the show, they're already listening to it now, but by the time this is up. But we'll definitely have this episode out just before Christmas for everyone's right. listening pleasure. But you, for our listeners out there, you can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/bjamine, or my Facebook page at facebook.com/bjamine, or my fan page at facebook.com/terribleaussie. And of course, you can find all my weekly writings at supermasty.com. And of course, you can check out pretty much articles, reviews, and podcasts, and a whole bunch of other stuff at supermasty.com, or just look for us out on our Facebook page at, I think, facebook.com/thesupernetwork. So keep a look out for all regular updates over the next couple weeks for more stuff coming soon.
Now, Beat, of course, you have your own podcast coming up, which is just you performing the scripts for other movies as Nicolas Cage.
Exactly. I'm going to be performing the entire script of The Room as Nicolas Cage. All the characters. So it shall be glorious. But
Lisa, she's so sexy.
You're so sexy, Lisa. You're tearing me apart, Lisa.
Oh, hi, Jenny.
So anyways, how's your sex life?
There's a good game. Is this a Nicolas Cage line, or is this a line from The Room?
Exactly. We'll have to do that for an hour, once again, I hope our listeners enjoyed this episode. Once again, have a great Christmas and a happy holidays as well, and we'll see you all later. See you, everyone.
Stay groovy.
Bye.